Our next guest is Cindy Barclay, who's running on the Democratic Party line for Troy City Council in District 2, which includes North Central Troy, where we're broadcasting from at the Sanctuary for Independent Media. We are welcoming Cindy as a guest back into our studios. So welcome to our studio, Cindy.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Thank you. And could you please tell us a bit about yourself and why you're running for Troy City Council?
Sure. Well, I moved to Troy just about 10 years ago. My husband and I bought what we thought would be our first investment property, a multifamily, and we thought we would rehab it and move to the suburbs when our kids hit school age. But we absolutely got sidetracked and fell in love with the city and stayed. And so why I'm running for city council, I haven't been very satisfied with the political climate or the social climate, and so I've often said that if you're not satisfied with it, you have to be willing to do something about it. So here I am doing something about it.
Not to focus on the negative here, but what would you, and then we'll go to the positive for sure, but what do you find to be a problem with some of the social and political dynamics within the city?
Within the city, just economically, I think that there's a huge problem with home vacancies. On my block in particular, I live right on a corner, and within a block on either side, there are 4 vacant properties. Not just vacant, but with no plans to have any development. And that represents not having a taxpayer, not having a member of your community, not having someone looking out for your home, not having somebody that is just there. It's a blight. And so when we have tax increases and we have, you have to have a fire department no matter what, whether or not there are 100 homes and 100 taxpayers or 1,000 homes and 1,000 taxpayers. So you've got to pay for that somehow. And if you don't have the taxpayers, it's left to the remaining few to pay for it. And it's a little bit hard to deal with.
And so what does a Troy City Council person do?
I think the Troy City Council person is above all else an advocate for their neighborhood. You're a conduit to City Hall. So I've often compared myself to the squeaky wheel that gets the grease. You know, you find out what the problem is and you figure out how to get it done and you go about it. So I'm coming into this as a neighbor, as a community member, not because I've been heavily involved in politics. I'm just jumping in because I think that there needs to be some changes, and I'm willing to do it.
So what do you see as Troy's strengths? What are the things that you love about this city and the people of this city?
Sure. It's an incredibly vibrant community. I love the festivals that we have. I love the farmers market. I love the restaurants and the businesses that we have here. I love the neighbors, the community gardens that we have with Capital Roots. I think it's incredible that it has a lot of longtime residents. Knocking on doors, you'll find people that have lived here for decades, but it's still very attractive to new arrivals and new development. And there's a lot of potential for development. There are pockets already, but I'd like to see that expanded.
So what do you see as the major challenges facing Troy?
Well, what we spoke of, the depleted tax base. I think that, you know, if we can get new residents, new homeowners, new businesses in here, I think that'll help incredibly. And I think we face a lot of the problems that other communities have. You know, we have the issues, community policing is kind of a big problem that I think, well, that's not the problem, but I think it's a solution that we have with there's nationwide sort of an us versus them mentality. There's red state versus blue state. Social media has sort of highlighted that, and where people, they're not saying things to each other as though they're saying them to your face. You know, you have a lot of arguments. There's citizens versus police, Republicans versus Democrats. And I think if we all just could get on the same page to work on solutions, we would be far better off.
How did you come to run for office?
There were several conversations that always kind of ended with, well, you should run for public office. And just like that squeaky wheel, I figured out, well, I guess I should. If nobody's going to step up to it, then I'm going to do it. And so I figured out each step of the way and just kept checking it off and honestly couldn't believe that I kept going further and further in it. And so here we are. So I've jumped in with 2 feet and here we go.
So, and what will you do if you're elected for office?
I'd like to be extraordinarily accessible and to foster the communication that I think would really break down, that the lack that we're having that's sort of creating the contention. I think a lot of problems can be solved by coming to the table in the first place, and a lot of people aren't doing that.
So are you planning on doing any particular things if you get elected, any particular first actions?
Sure. It goes back to the two things that I spoke of. I do property management, and so I see a lot of buildings throughout the capital region, and I'm involved with inspections for residential occupancy permits. And so I think that there's been this almost business model throughout Troy that allows people to buy homes for very reduced rates. They get them for, a few tens of thousands of dollars, and then they do no work. And they rent them out doing no maintenance. The tenants are disincentivized to call code because then they're going to be evicted. And immediately in a quicker manner than if they had stopped paying rent. So I think that having residential occupancy permits here would prevent that business model and would prevent people from doing the same thing, because then ultimately they stop paying taxes once the buildings become uninhabitable. And then it's taken by the city or held up by the bank. And then we're arguing about why we shouldn't be pulling it down when no one in their right mind would be trying to rehab such a derelict property. So I would really like to see that instituted as well. I think that would really help with the situation that we have going on. And I would like to see some steps taken, some really active strides taken in community policing, which a lot of people misunderstand. They think that it might mean a neighborhood watch or a level of community involvement or more so than the police. But it's really just, it's an organizational strategy that promotes communication between the police and the citizens to address problems before they're even problems most of the time, to address problems of that wind up being public safety issues down the road.
So turning policing into a community program.
Well, involving, inviting the police to be part of the community. And so that could be, my mother retired from the Long Beach Police Department, and you have to really work hard to be a part of the community that you're serving. And it really doesn't have to be a lot, but it is, it's a consistent effort. And so it can be as little as having designated patrol areas so that you know the community that you're in. Instead of having the entire city of Troy to be dealing with, you know the community, you know the kids that are in the area, you know the business owners, you know the residents and the neighbors. And so when something is out of place, you know it.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. That was Cindy Barclay, who's running on the Democratic Party line for Troy City Council in District 2, which includes right here in North Central Troy.